League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I've got something between my legs that's going to go fast.
Oh, and I've got a dark day in Mississippi.
Date Fight! Hello there, welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we take great things that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, we do. He's Jake Yap, I'm Nat Tapley, and together we have groomed the Pomeranians of time with a brush of entertainment. Joining us to prance around a ring with them as people award us points is stand-up and writer Athena Kublienu. Athena, how are you today?
Very well, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good. What are you hoping to see in today's match?
Oh, a little bit of competitiveness. You know what I mean? Okay. There's been a lot of steamrolling recently.
Oh, wow!
A lot of steamrolling. You know, we've been a lot of, like, someone's... You know, punch above your weight, at least.
Yeah.
You know, don't just lie down. Okay. Give it a go.
Do you want to go first?
I really wish you could see my face. Just having to just silently take this. I can't tell you how much I wish you could see.
Okay.
Everyone,
do you know what? You would love it. The absolute seething fury on my... Fine. Good,
well, let's
fine.
Find out what I found for the 12th of June. I'm going to take us to the 12th of June.
You're going to be like, oh, a bunch of orphans were set on fire or something. And
1963. I take us to the 12th of June, 1963, and the assassination of Medgar Evers.
Medgar Evers. Oh, come on.
What? I mean,
this is really
fair, isn't it? This is not fair.
Medgar Evers had served in the American Army in the Second World War, and after he left the Army, he applied to join the University of Mississippi, but was turned down on account of his race. He tried again in 1954, after the Supreme Court had ruled that segregation of public schools was illegal on the basis of race. So again, he applied to the University of Mississippi, but was rejected on grounds of his race. He joined the local chapter of the NAACP, was its secretary, and became active in the civil rights movement. He organised a boycott of petrol stations that wouldn't let people they considered non-white to use their bathrooms. He helped organise Biloxi's wade-in, which segregated public beaches. People went in the water. He led voter registration drives. He integrated public buses. He became famous around Jackson, Mississippi, which is slightly less positive than it should have been, because Jackson, Mississippi had lots of white supremacists living there. There was a large chapter of the Ku Klux Klan. He received so many death threats that he and his wife taught their children what to do in the event of a shooting or a bombing or other attack. He often had police protection, but not on the 12th of June 1963. He got out of his car whilst going to his house and was shot with a rifle by Byron Dealey Beckwith, who was a member of the White Citizens Council. All citizens matter, Byron, come on. And he... once he shot Medgar Evers, he drove off and boasted about it, but he was found not guilty, There were deadlocked all-white juries in two trials in February and April 1964. He was found guilty in 1994, and he died in prison in 2001. Once Medgar Evers was shot, he was taken to a local hospital, but he was refused treatment because of his race, although eventually people did convince them to take him, so he became the first African-American admitted to the all-white hospital there. And that's my story for the 12th of June, 1963.
Go on, Jake. I mean, it's part of the game. Means you've got to give your one.
No,
I mean, that's the game, so you might as well tell
later,
me.
Yeah, I'll see you later, yeah? See you later.
I'm interested. What were early bicycles like there, Jake?
I wish this was not a family-friendly podcast, Matt, because there's something I'd like to say to you. I've got the 12th of June, 1817.
Mm.
God, I sound like the most pompous...
Not the most.
And Carl von Drace invents the earliest form of bicycle. The first reported ride takes place. And it's 7 kilometres. Took him just over an hour. It's very much considered the big bang for horseless transport. And it was very difficult because all the roads were rutted by carriage tracks. Mm. So people started using them on pavements. somewhat like nowadays, and everyone got very cross with them. And there was the standard pedestrian versus cyclist fracases, which meant it got banned in Germany, Great Britain, and the United States, and Calcutta, as it was then called. But this guy, Carl von Drais, was really interesting. He also invented the typewriter.
Oh.
And he got no money for either of these because he was a civil servant at the time, and it meant that he got absolutely not a penny for either of these amazing, pivotal, global, impactful inventions, without which, provided your computer is bicycle-powered, you wouldn't be listening to this today. He was quite cool. He renounced, I think he became a baron or something. He renounced his title in 1848 and called himself Citizen Carl Drais as a tribute to the French Revolution, and he died penniless. Afterwards.
Did he not patent any of his things? He invented the typewriter and the bicycle.
Yeah. So he was great, and goodbye.
Let's go to the birthdays and the death days. Happy birthday, Eugénie Brazier, the French chef and first person to get 6 Michelin stars. Happy birthday too to Reg Presley, the lead singer of the Troggs and self-described world expert in crop circles, except he's not, because I don't know much about crop circles, but I do know that they're not real, so I know more about them than he does. Happy birthday too to Degaga Wolde, the Ethiopian runner who won gold in a marathon at the 1968 Summer Olympics, but in 1993 was convicted of taking part in a Red Terror execution. Happy death day to Billy Butlin, the South African-born entrepreneur who grew up during the Boer War, which is when, of course, the British invented concentration camps, and he grew up to invent holiday camps. I'm not saying there's a connection. Might be, though. Happy death day to Janet Waldo. She was
for legal reasons, there absolutely is not.
Can you imagine? Butlins.
Happy death day to Janet Waldo. She was the voice of Penelope Pitstop and Judy Jetson, and to Gregory Peck. Happy death day to him, the large-voiced man who's named after a thing a bird does. That's Gregory Peck, and I didn't do enough work on him.
That's fine.
That's the birthdays and the death days. Athena, how are you feeling about the 12th of June?
How am I feeling about 12th of June? Mm. Look, I'm really sorry that guy didn't do his paperwork properly and get his coin for inventing the bike. But, you know, I mean, you know, this is the date Medgar Evers was assassinated.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, how is anything going to beat that? There's nothing else that there happened
was, it was also the day that Nelson Mandela was incarcerated, which could have gone for Jake.
Oh, Jay, come on.
Just shut your mouth.
That's slightly more...
I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean, I feel sorry for the guy.
Listen, because actually I do have to disclose, because that is awful that I didn't pick up on that. I prepped this at... We're recording at 2:43. I prepped this at 2:05. So, for full disclosure, it's not callousness, it's laziness.
It's just laziness. Yeah. Well, to hear whether tomorrow will be callous or lazy, tune in to this.
Well, that was 2:03, wasn't it? Obviously. Fine.
It's all right. I'm going medieval tomorrow.
Brilliant.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not really interested in medieval
there
stuff.
We go.
So that's good.
Okay.
There you go, Jake.
I don't want that. No, I don't want to play anymore. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.